This is a special COVID-19 report brought to you as a public service by Country Club Properties with four offices in Highlands. They sell Elevation in Highlands and the Cashers area.
The mayor's in studio and our Monday update with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands. What's new?
What's happening this week?
We have a couple of questions for you. And one came in over the weekend, and this is a good morning. I hope this email finds you well, Mayor.
Great.
And the question is, when will larger crowds be permitted again? Her fiance and her are scheduled to be married here at Old Edwards.
You know, Steve, that's actually a good pertinent question. And I know people are asking about when will this happen and when will that happen. In phase three of the governor's order, which we think will occur right at the beginning of July, then there will be a loosening of the restrictions on large crowds. So to answer your caller's question, if a wedding is going to happen later on in the summer, there is a possibility that there will be authorization for larger crowds. Some people might say, Mayor, you're just kind of hedging on all of this. And I will say, yes, I am, because we just don't know what are all the variables that will have to be met in order for the schedule that the governor's put out to move forward. Friday at 5 o'clock, we'll be able to open up retail. And our shop owners on Saturday, using the protocols that are in place and everything, can operate their stores. Here's the hedge on that. If the governor decides it's too early, then that could be pushed back. But I'm optimistic that that phase one will come into play at the end of the week. About May 22nd, right before Memorial Day, I hope we go into phase two, where there's a more loosening of the restrictions, and restaurants will be able to start doing on a limited basis in-house dining. But there could be intervening circumstances between now and the time of the event or the schedule to where we have to modify it or the governor modifies it. My answer to the person's question is, after July 4th, you'll see a loosening of crowds. Hopefully our churches will be able to start having services in their sanctuaries with not worrying about the numbers. There's just that air of uncertainty right now that I can't remove.
I mean, that's from the Jenny Naismith and family, and they're due to be married on July 25th, so that might fit.
That sounds pretty good.
Here's the other question. Now, do you know when people will be able to start renting their homes in the Highlands area, VRBO and Airbnb? That is from Rachel.
This afternoon, the chamber is meeting with some real estate agents, some community people, about developing kind of a plan, like the hotel plan that was developed recently also. At our board meeting at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, our goal is to pass a formal motion that will authorize the opening of hotels on a very limited and strict basis, and the same would be with the VRBOs. Part of that would include the person that wanted to rent a VRBO or Airbnb would have to register with the town so we know where it is.
There is another question that said, okay, we're asked to social distance, but the hotels are going to be opening, and then you just addressed that. They're going to have to deal with social distancing within the hotel.
Some of the hotel operators work with the chamber. When Kay McCann, the director, made a presentation at our meeting on Friday, there were protocols that they had identified. If they are allowed to open hotels at, let's say, a limited capacity, it's not going to be a full house hotel. It might be 20% capacity, and the hotel owner saying social distancing, urging people to wear a mask, all of those things will be done inside the hotel too. So it isn't like we're just abandoning the social distancing issue. And I still encourage people to practice, when you're out in public on the streets, social distancing. And also, as we've discussed, what is our policy on the mask? Some of the shop owners are urging that, and I believe that under the opening of the retail, you'll see the clerks and merchants wearing masks. The town board looked at that issue of the wearing of a face covering or mask at our meeting on Friday. The Chamber of Commerce had recommended that the mask issue be just a recommendation and not a mandated requirement in town. There are a lot of different issues and problems with mandating that. Primary concern is, how do you force compliance wearing a mask, and I, for one, at this point in time as an elected official, am tended to go toward voluntary compliance, motivating people to be responsible and wear face coverings when they're in stores like grocery stores, I think is the best way to go. What we have in place right now is a high recommendation that people, when you're in public, socially distance, and especially if you're in a store, wear a mask or a face covering. I know that there is this tension growing in this country between personal freedom, individual rights, and social responsibility. I was hearing Dr. Birx on a broadcast earlier this week, and she's the expert with the Trump administration on this pandemic. And Dr. Birx was also expressing concerns that now's not the time to start breaking down those basic things like hand washing and social distancing, that she's very concerned that if we let all of that slip away, we could see a spike that we all do not want to see. We need to be responsible to one another, and the responsible thing to do is to, whenever possible, socially distance and wear a face covering of some kind.
And Wednesday at 3 p.m., a formal motion on what has been passed already, and then Thursday, a budget meeting about the board that Sunshine List. Good on that.
I encourage everyone to get on the Sunshine List, and what you have to do is just call 526-2118, and our town clerk will take your name down and your email address. And then when we send out any notification about a meeting, the information about how to get on the Zoom or webinar, you will get a copy of that.
As we get into this week, what are you looking at?
One of the things I'm hopeful is that our Zoom webinar system will function as we've got it planned. And that is, I think that we've moved the webinar, I was told this morning, to 500 people. 500 people can get on these meetings now. I hope 500 will be adequate. At the Friday meeting, some people couldn't get on with 100. And I thought about that over the weekend. I was saying, you know, if we'd have had an in-person meeting, even at the community center where we were practicing social distancing, we couldn't have gotten 100 people in there. So I think that this new format that we'll be doing on these electronic meetings will serve us well in the coming weeks. So I've got my fingers crossed that there'll be no snafus. We're not doing that intentionally. If something goes wrong, it's something that we just had not anticipated. A lot of the things that we are having to adjust and do now, like using the Zoom for meetings, they're not going to go away once the pandemic goes away. It's really changing the way we do business in government.
This has been a special COVID-19 report brought to you as a public service by Country Club Properties in Highlands.